Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Southern California grocery workers will vote at the end of the week on a contract that could avert a region-wide strike. KPBS reporter Eric Anderson has the details from San Diego.
More than 60,000 checkers, bankers, and butchers at the region's three largest grocery chains have been working under an expired contract since March. Albertsons, Vaughn's, and Ralph's workers gave notice late last week that they would strike if there was no deal by Sunday night. United Food and Commercial Workers leader Mickey Kasparian says the deal wasn't reached by the deadline, but progress was being made.
There were times, certainly over this weekend, where we expected that we were going to have a strike.
The breakthrough came Monday morning, although details of the agreement are being withheld. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
An economic study released today out of UCLA says it's unlikely the state will fall back into a recession. That's the good news. The not-so-good news, the study predicts little to no job growth in California for the rest of the year and expects unemployment numbers to stay in the double digits until 2014. The Anderson Quarterly Forecast points to the inland areas of the state as being a particular drag on the economy. This month, we're looking at the problem of medical debt. When medical bills pile up, families can find themselves in serious financial trouble. But hospitals that are owed can suffer too.
We send many letters. You said you'd pay this amount. You haven't paid this amount. Can you pay any amount? Please contact us.
Our series continues today with this report from Kelly Weiss on how hospitals are trying to collect in this tough economy.
If you look closely beyond the white coats and operating rooms, you'll find your hospital is a debt collector chasing millions in unpaid bills.
I can tell you I'm right now managing about $10.5 million worth of accounts.
That's Miranda Aguilar, a billing specialist with Sutter General Hospital in Sacramento. Those accounts are for patients who haven't paid off their bills. On a floor most people will never see, Aguilar has a cheery cubicle where she's on the phone most of the time.
This is Miranda with Sutter General Hospital. I was calling you in regards to a hospitalization that you had recently had.
Aguilar says the call is about an outstanding bill of almost $90,000.
This was for a woman-related service related to a pregnancy. This was about a four-day stay, so there were some surgeries here.
In this patient's case, she's eligible for government insurance because of her low income. And there are other ways to help some patients who are uninsured or underinsured pay their bills, like state-mandated discounts or even charity care. But if the patient doesn't qualify for any of this and doesn't work out a payment plan with the hospital, the debt-collecting apparatus is launched. Aguilar says it's pretty complicated, but here's how it starts.
Per SA, patient is one at $62,500, non-compliant with
okay, so no need to decode that. Here's what she's saying. There are no other options for the patient. Your key word in there somewhere is bad debt. That means the hospital is turning the patient's account over to a collection agency.
We don't want to send anyone to collections. We really don't.
But Aguilar says since the recession, more patients can't pay off their bills.
I would say one out of every four patients that I see just lost their job.
She says some even get so depressed, they end up being readmitted.
I've had a lot of patients cry with me and get very emotional, you know, because of the hospital bill.
So does all of this time-consuming effort to collect on the bills work? Let's ask Michael Taylor. He's Aguilar's boss.
How often do people actually pay off their balance for money that they owe?
Between 5 and 10%.
Yep, he said 5 to 10%. So Taylor says they turn to collection agencies for help. But the recession is hurting them, too.
They were collecting 25%, but now a successful collection agency is collecting 12%.
Take last year. Sutter contracted with collection agencies to recover $58 million in bad debt for its Sacramento Sierra region. But they collected just $3.5 million. So why even bother if you get such a low return? Maybe they could give those financially squeezed patients with no other options a break. Well, to a certain extent, they can. And charity care is on the upswing. But it turns out hospitals don't have free rein when they make these decisions.
There are statutes in place that require you to make collection efforts.
That's Todd Nelson with the Healthcare Financial Management Association. Medicare is one of the biggest payers to hospitals, and it says that hospitals must try and collect money from every patient. And if they don't, Nelson says Medicare won't pay off its bills. He says that leaves hospitals in a tough spot.
They're spending more and more resources to collect less and less money, and so their collections are lower and lower.
So some hospitals are getting creative and morphing from mere debt collectors to Wall Street-like brokers. Here's how it works. The collection agencies will buy the debt from the hospital for maybe 7 cents on the dollar, and then they can bundle it, slice it up, and resell it on the markets. This practice isn't common, but Michael Taylor with Sutter Hospital is seeing it more and more.
I mean, in the industry, there's a lot of people that call me and asking me to sell them accounts and do seconds, and, you know, that's probably more aggressive than it's been in quite a few years.
And if a hospital is cash-strapped, selling off debt might look like a pretty good option. But all of this talk of markets, bundling, and slicing sounds a bit excessive to Vivian Wu. She's a healthcare economist at the University of Southern California.
Hospital bed debt is a small portion of total patient revenue.
In California, just 3 or 4%.
You know, I do not think that the hospitals are in a desperate position that they should go selling their debts, using collection companies, and collecting their debt.
Wu points out that many are nonprofits and get substantial tax breaks. She also says, don't forget, in the last decade, hospitals have jacked up their prices to help offset these losses. Still, that being said, she acknowledges the economic slump has hurt hospitals. And there's no doubt it's hurting patients, too. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Weiss.
That story was produced in collaboration with the California Healthcare Foundation's Center for Health Reporting. That's the California Report for Tuesday, September 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.